from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The Pirates are reportedly in on Yandy Diaz, a first baseman, third baseman for the Tampa Bay Rays, who, by the way, won the batting title in the American League last year. He hit .330. This, according to Francis Romero, the same guy who I believe was first or right there on the deal the Pirates made for Jalen Breen, the left-handed reliever from the Colorado Rockies. So this is a guy.
Beak.
What did I call him? Beam?
Yeah, is it Beak? Jalen Beeks.
Jalen Beeks. What did I call him?
Breen. You said Breen, I think?
Oh, God. Freudian slip. Oh, my gosh. Shudder down my spine. Thank you. Jalen Beeks. So the same guy that reported that trade says that the Pirates are in on Yandy Diaz. But it's not just the Pirates. And this is where you don't like it. It's the Yankees. And the Pirates could play the Astros tonight. And the Astros could have Yandy Diaz. Because those are the 3 teams, according to Francis Romero, who are in on this guy. I think this would be a significant ad for a couple of different reasons. One, he's owed $8 million this year, so whatever the prorated salary is. He's owed $10 million next year, and then there's a club option for $12 million the year after. So this would actually be a financial commitment for the Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like I said, last year he won the batting title. This year, against left-handed pitchers, not to get like two in the weeds, but I think it's important, he's hitting .330 with an .877 OPS against left-handed pitchers. So we know that Rowdy Tellez crushes righties. This guy crushes lefties. You could platoon those two. He also plays third. We know that Key Brian Hayes does well against lefties. Can't hit righties worth a lick. This guy's not great against righties, but he's better than Key Brian Hayes is. So I think he could split time at first. I think he could split time at third. I think he could split some time at DH. Point of the matter is, he's a very good hitter who should be able to be in the lineup every day, probably not at a consistent position. But this would be a massive deal for the Pirates if they were able to pull that off. And so right now, that's the guy that I'm circling, saying, please, dear God, Ben Charrington, pull the trigger on this.
He's basically the only guy like that with any significance, right?
Yeah.
So if we're trying to grasp at anything that is a significant upgrade, like I'm talking significant, not like Pilar, who would be a rental, and I think you said yesterday he's going to retire at the end of the season.
Yeah.
So any type of significance would be Yandy Diaz.
We talked about this ad nauseum. If you could get a guy under team control for a little while who can help you now and into the future, and then you add a cheap rental that just would be an upgrade over what you have, that's a good deadline. So if you got Yandy Diaz and Kevin Pillar, I think I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Pillar's no great shakes. This year he's been very good. Last few years, not so good. But you strike when the iron's hot, and he would be an upgrade over what you have. And you don't have to give up much for a rental of his caliber, who's 35 years old, who, like you said, is going to walk away at the end of the season. And you probably would have to give up some significance for Yandy Diaz, Tampa doesn't make deals and not get good players back.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't. So you'd have to give up something for him. That, to me, is a good deadline. That's a good deadline. Plus, you get the lefty, and you get a good prospect who's close to the major leagues for Quinn Priester, who, I mean, he wasn't going to be in the rotation next year.
Right.
Probably shouldn't be in the rotation this year. That would be good, but they've done none of these things yet. Yandy Diaz is not a Pirate. Kevin Pillar, not a Pirate, but a couple of guys that we're circling. And one last thing on Diaz. Maybe you sign Rowdy Tellez back for next year if he keeps it up at a similar deal for like $3.5 million. But maybe you don't. And if you don't, Yandy Diaz could be your first baseman next year, and then with a club option to be your first baseman after that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.